But these were not at all like those of the Greeks, where leading citizens took part in sporting contests and sang hymns in honour of the father of the gods. These would have seemed ridiculous to any Roman. What serious, self-respecting man would sing in public, or take off his formal, many-pleated toga to throw javelins before an audience? Such things were best left to captives. It was they who had to wrestle and fight, confront wild beasts, and stage whole battles in the arena under the eyes of thousands, sometimes tens of thousands, of spectators. It all got very serious and bloody, but that was just what made it so exciting for the Romans, especially when, instead of trained professionals, men who had been condemned to death were thrown into the arena to grapple with lions, bears, tigers, and even elephants. Anyone who put on shows like these, with generous handouts of grain, was loved by the crowd and could do what he pleased.